Chapter 12. Mr. Reed. 2 weeks later, the headmaster called David into his office and he showed him a newspaper.
"Look, David, the Durham News published your story yesterday,"
he said. David was very surprised.
"And that's not all," said the headmaster. "There's someone here to see you."
A man came into the room. David looked at him. And he was confused.
"It's Jimmy's father, William Reed. But it can't be,"
David thought.
"That's impossible. William Reed lived 100 years ago."
"Hello, David. I'm James Reed. I'm Jimmy Reed's grandson."
"Wow,"
David said.
"You look exactly like Jimmy's father."
"I know,"
the man said.
"I read your story in the newspaper. How do you know so much about my family?"
"It's a long story,"
said David.
"Come to my classroom and I'll explain everything."
David showed Mr. Reed his desk and he told Mr. Reed about the magic pen. Mr. Reed listened to everything. He was very interested.
"My grandfather went to this school,"
he said.
"He told me about his teacher, a terrible man called Finley. Finley hit my grandfather with a stick because he used a knife to write his name inside his desk."
They opened David's desk and looked inside. There was a name in the wood. It was Jimmy Reed's name.
"This was my grandfather's desk,"
said Mr. Reed.
"And this was his pen."
"So Jimmy really wrote the story,"
said David.
"No, it's Jimmy's story, but you wrote it, David,"
Mr. Reed said,
"with a little help from the magic pen."